The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ 8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Happy Wednesday. It's Kelly Alexander, 7:06, 15 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm great, Kel. How are you?
I am fantastic. I always love when you show up to the station because you come straight from work, so you're always in your super funky office gear. So you've got your scrubs.
I'm always.
Did you change the color? Because you were in black?
I got new uniforms.
I noticed.
This is navy blue.
I like it.
I changed navy blue, black.
Okay.
But
it's nice.
Their logo on the machine, on the uniforms.
It's fancy.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in an episode of ER. It's awesome.
I like it.
So much to talk about tonight on the show. So we're going to get to all that in just a sec. I do want to remind you, though, that if you have questions for Dr. Monk, we always have lots of questions on his show. So you can reach out to us 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we'd always love your first name in the text. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, that is very simple as well. 514-937-2757. 937-2757 is the office number. The website is monkmd.com. And that is M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And as per usual, Ronnie is actually on his, is it Facebook or Instagram Live tonight?
We're Facebooking Live tonight.
Facebooking Live tonight. So you can find that at MonkMD on Facebook. So let's talk about the fact that Mother's Day is days away, which, by the way, I still haven't gotten my mother anything yet, so I'm in trouble. And her birthday's tomorrow, too. I'm like, why did you do this to me? Birthday and Mother's Day.
That's the best. Double up gifts. That's like genius.
It's true. So Mother's Day around the corner. So happy Mother's Day in advance to all the moms out there. Let's talk about this amazing promotion that you have going on for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on.
Yes. So we have a great promo. We thought we'd, show our patients some appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a short notice promo. You can give the listeners details about it.
Okay.
But it was an idea of my office staff and mm-hmm. I was on board. And so we're going with it.
So yeah, they can be treated to one of your laser treatments and save 20%. And you need to book, though, by May the 13th. And there's an actual promo code to use, which is MOM20. Code. So MOM20. That's the code. And again, I guess information would be on the website as well, right? At monkmd.com.
Yeah, I mean, it applies to any of the laser treatments in my office.
Okay.
And, we thought we'd give a gift to all the moms out there. And,
can we talk a little bit about lasers? Cause I know that that's one of your favorite things in life is your lasers.
I love, look, I'm a technology guy.
You are.
So I love tech. And, the most exciting thing about dermatology and skin is that there's always up and coming technology and ways to improve quality of skin, tighten the skin, improve sun damage. And technology is getting better and better. And so I think being at the forefront is essential in my line of business.
Now, you're always at conferences, too, for this stuff.
I mean, you have to. So I make a point of going to two or three per year at least.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I want to be at the forefront. I want to know what's going on. And there's always innovation.
Mm-hmm.
There's always up-and-coming devices. And, new stuff is always being updated. So it's important to know what's going on, not only in North America, but worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to colleagues around the world.
Because you were in Europe, weren't you, just before? Was it around the New Year?
I went to Paris.
That's right. Okay.
So I went to the MCAS meeting in Paris, which is a very big cosmetic meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating. I mean, seeing all the different technologies in Asia and Europe, and they do things very differently than in North America.
Okay.
So I think that's how you really become a well-rounded physician.
Yeah.
And practitioner is learning from other people's experiences, learning what they do, learning the technologies that are out there, and bringing what I think are the best innovative technologies into my practice for my patients.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. When a mom heads to your office for this fabulous promotion that you've got going on, what would be a laser treatment they could think about?
You know, there's lots of different treatments we offer in our clinic. You know, for me, when I created the clinic a few years ago, my vision was kind of all-encompassing skin. So any skin issue that somebody would have, mm-hmm. we have a potential treatment for it. Whether it's acne, rosacea, sun damage, wrinkles, skin tightening. I mean, we really have technology that does anything for skin. So, I mean, the most important thing to do is really a proper consultation, whether with me or one of my staff, mm-hmm. One of my nurses or one of my technicians, just to really know what's suitable for your given skin concern.
Okay.
And then we tailor the treatment. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody has different issues, different types of skin. So we really individualize a treatment plan for you based on what you want to achieve with your skin and what your goals are. So I think a consultation is really the first step and the most important step in the process, where mm-hmm. we really discuss at length the what the procedures will entail, the steps to take, because oftentimes we do mix and match technologies together for the most awesome results. But, you know, the consultation is the process where it all gets started.
Okay. Now, I wanted to talk about this. You have another event. So you've got one going on for Mother's Day, and then there's another event happening, the Elthera event, which is going down on Thursday, May 16th. So basically a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so that's happening 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Now, there's limited seating, so you have to actually call to reserve as quickly as possible. And can you give a little brief description about what that event is going to encompass?
Yeah, so this is, we've done this event, a similar event in the past. So Elthera is one of our best technologies to make you look younger. So it's basically a technology that delivers ultrasound energy deep into the skin tissues, right above the level of the muscle. And it's basically heating up those deep layers to get tissue contraction and lifting.
Okay.
So it's one of the only devices which is Health Canada and FDA approved for lifting of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it works so effectively is because all that energy, that ultrasound energy, which is so safe, is being delivered to the deep layers, and it's heating the tissues to about plus 60 to plus 70 degrees Celsius, which is extremely hot.
Wow.
And at that temperature, you're getting collagen, current collagen that you have is remodeling. So you're getting new collagen formation, and you're actually getting contraction of the deep layers of the skin to actually tighten and lift the tissues. So where it's really the most effective is for neck rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the best, it is the best non-invasive neck treatment on the market. It's great for jawline. If you have jowls, if you want some tightening, it's amazing for jaw definition. It's great for around the eyes. So if you want a brow lift and you know, you're not willing to do any surgery, you don't want downtime, Elthera is fantastic for it. So those are kind of the main things we do with Elthera. But, you know, we take it a step further. We even do chests. So if you have kind of that old texture on your chest where it's a little bit wrinkly and it just looks older, Elthera is one of the best ways to really soften the chest folds. And then we actually do anywhere on the body, anywhere you might need tightening, whether it's your abdomen, your knees, your arms, we do Elthera, and it's one of the best technologies to do it without any downtime, and it's one single treatment.
Are most people compatible with Elthera? Like, meaning like there's no reaction or any of that sort of stuff?
The beauty with it really is it's a single treatment, and because all that energy and heat is going very deep into the skin layers, there's no effect on the skin.
Oh, wow.
So there's no healing. There's no downtime. You leave, your skin looks perfect. I mean, you get a little bit of tightening up front initially, but because you're getting collagen remodeling, the best results you're going to see are about 2 to 3 months out, sometimes even 3 to 6 months out. And what is really nice about this is it's one treatment and results are long lasting. So it's not the type of thing you're constantly having to redo.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend maintaining it maybe every 1 to 2 years, because there's no better way to keep you young looking than having tight skin as naturally as possible without any foreign body in there. It's just naturally tightening your tissues. So this is what a lot of celebs are doing to kind of keep their fresh
like glow. Jennifer Lopez, is she doing Elthera?
She must be.
Okay.
But you know who the spokesperson for Elthera is actually?
No.
It's
Jennifer Aniston? No.
No. What's her name?
Is she on a show?
I'm blanking. She's in her 60s. She looks incredible.
She's in her 60s.
Ugh, I'm totally blanking.
We'll discuss over
okay,
the...
Somebody write it to me on Facebook.
On Facebook, there we go.
Anyways, she's the spokesperson and she's incredible, and okay. She swears by it.
Wow.
I'll mention it after the break.
Perfect.
Cause... And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk right here on CJAD. We're talking a lot of actually amazing promotions that are happening at Dr. Monk's office. We're going to run through those again in just a sec. We were recently talking before the break about Althera, so we're going to get to that in just a second. But we've had some amazing people hanging on the lines. We want to get to them. 514-790-0800 by phone. BB, you have a question with regards to laser treatment.
Yes.
Go ahead. What's the question?
I'm a patient of Dr. Monk.
Oh, there we
but,
are.
Yeah, and I'm working with Jamie, but it's about 2 years now, but my pigmentation is still going and coming, and it's going, and I'm changing a lot of cream with Jamie. But there is any laser that I can do for darker skin that I don't have to go through so many creams and so many times?
So pigmentation is a very tricky issue, and there's lots of reasons people may develop pigmentation, whether it's sun damage, whether it's melasma. So a lot of people get melasma, and melasma is the skin condition where the skin is just so sensitive and prone to produce pigmentation. And it's usually genetic. It's also darker skin types that are more prone to it. So if you're from Latin America, Eastern Europe, Mediterranean countries, Greeks, Italians, they're more prone to get melasma.
Okay.
And it's a very tough condition because no matter what you do, sun will stimulate pigment. Hormones. So if you get pregnant, you get pigmentation. If you're on the pill, you get pigmentation. If you're a woman, you get pigmentation because the hormones are a little bit up. So it's a very tough condition to treat. So what I do in my office for pigmentation and melasma is we'll start with a combination of chemical peels and creams. And creams are really important because number one, you need a good sun protection and a sunscreen all the time because any sun on the skin will stimulate pigment. But number two, you also need different types of molecules that enter the skin that help block the formation of pigmentation. So there's different ingredients that we get our patients into that help to really block the formation of pigment. And that's really important, and it's lifelong. And if you stop the creams, your pigment recurs. And we do get very good results with that. Now, everybody's different. So in your case, BB, if you're saying that you were stubborn, it didn't work, or, you know, you could have kind of this very stubborn pigmentation. And that's when we do treat with laser. And what we tend to do in my office is we use our picosecond technology. So it's a laser that's very specific for pigmentation. And this is what we started doing for people with resistant pigmentation and melasma. And we've had success with it. There's not a clear recipe for everybody. Everybody has different reasons and different types and degrees of pigmentation. But if it's really stubborn, then we have to change our thinking, change our recipe, try different things. But eventually we will find a good solution for everybody. We do.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. A text has actually come in saying, Dr. Monk, what causes skin tags to develop and are they hereditary?
They are hereditary.
Oh.
So if your parents had a lot of skin tags, odds are you're going to have some too. They tend to come in folds. So most people will get them in the neck area, the armpits, the groin, under the breasts is very common. I think humidity and just friction kind of can trigger the formation of skin tags. Luckily, it's easy to remove them. I use different ways to do it in my office. Sometimes I'll laser them. Sometimes I'll use an electric needle to just burn them. Sometimes I'll actually just snip them off, depending on how they look. They do come back over time, but what a lot of my patients will do is they'll come in, we'll clean them up for them, they'll be very good, and then they'll come see me every 1 to 2 years, and we'll just keep on top of them. And if you do that, you'll never kind of be covered in them.
Okay. Do they, like, is there a bunch? Like, does it come out as a bunch?
A lot of the times people have, multiple, whether it's 20s or, you know, some people have 50 on them.
Wow.
So they'll come in and we'll kind of take them all off at one time in a single treatment.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do it over 2 sessions, depending on how many people have. And then we just keep on top of them. If you keep on top of them, like I said, and you treat them once a year, you'll always at least have them under control. if you don't keep on top of them, you'll just continue to get more and more and more over time. And eventually, you know, you see some people that they're totally covered in their tags.
Wow.
So it depends. It's only worthwhile to treat if it bothers you. But if it does, then there's great options out there.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Ronnie Monk again here on CJD until 8 o'clock tonight. We're talking about Ulthera. And I wanted to ask you, that was just before the break, we were discussing Ulthera. Is there an ideal age that someone might need to start with this therapy?
Most people that we're treating now with Ulthera are probably in their 40s to 60s, and they're starting to really notice sagging, loose skin, jowls, and they want to do something about it. So that's the typical age group that we're treating in my office. I actually recommend starting earlier. I mean, I'm in my 30s, mid-30s, and I want to treat myself with Ulthera, and I'm going to treat myself with Ulthera this year.
Wow.
Because okay. It's only beneficial. I want to prevent sagging. I want to tighten my collagen. So I think the sooner you start, the better you'll do. And Okay. Sure, I do one treatment this year. Maybe I'll do a treatment next year. You know, I could do a treatment every 1 to 2 years, and it's just one of the best ways, if not the best way, to keep your overall aesthetic looking as youthful as possible, because all it's going to do is tighten your skin naturally, and you'll have just the most tightening you can get without any real danger, because it's a very safe technology.
And yeah, so is it painful at all, Ronnie?
Ulthera, when it first launched, it got a bad rap initially, because people found it very painful.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. Because initially, people were instructed that they had to really go deep with the energy. And, you know, this is a very powerful tool. And when you really deliver it deeply, if you hit the bone with heat like that, it hurts.
Wow.
And this is what we were all doing initially, is we were delivering the energy very deep, and it would hit the bone, and it wasn't pleasant. But you know what? The technology's really evolved over the years, and now what's different is we don't go anywhere near the bone. What's nice about Ulthera is it's ultrasound. So you could actually, when we deliver the technology, the energy, we visualize exactly the layer we're in. So we know if we're in bone, if we're in muscle, or if we're above in the skin. And we want to be right above the muscle in the skin. And at that plane, it's not half as painful. And it really tightens the skin more, and the results are so much more effective. So today's Ulthera compared to, you know, 6-7 years ago, much less painful, much more effective. I will tell you this, we've had it about a year in my practice. We've treated, I don't know how many patients, must be over 100 patients. I've yet to see, I don't even recall if I have a patient who hasn't been satisfied with it. It is the most effective tightening technology on the market. There's nothing great for necks up to this point. Ulthera works on the neck. The results I see are incredible. We actually just posted one on my Instagram, I think today, where you can go and look at a before and after. But the results we see are really impressive for a non-invasive, no downtime technology. It's amazing. Now, this is what I tell my patients. It's not a cakewalk. It's not a spa treatment. You're going to feel deep heating, but it's doable. Everybody gets through the treatment. Most people say it's a 3 or 4 on 10. So you do feel it, but it's tolerable. Mm-hmm. And it's an hour and a half treatment, and then you're done. And there's no downtime, and you're going to see those benefits over the next 2, 3, 6 months, 1 year. You're really going to see the improvement. And I'll tell you this, patients that have done it, they are booking their second treatments a year later. They want to do it again because it's so effective and it's so amazing.
When we come back, we are going to talk about Skin Cancer Awareness Month. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:37. Let's still see if it's 15 degrees in downtown. It is 14 degrees now in downtown Montreal, so we've lost a degree in the last half hour, but don't you worry, Dr. Monk will warm you up for the next half hour here on CJD. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you would like to reach out to us here until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office weekdays, 514-937-2757, and the website is monkmd.com. That's M-U-N-K monkmd.com. And we are Facebooking live ce soir on his Facebook page. So that is at monkmd. You can find him. And I did want to start off as well by talking about, we're going to just continue our conversation about Althera. And I guess, like, what do you want people to take away from Althera in the grand scheme of things? Because, like, before the break, we were talking about there is a bit of pain involved, but it's manageable.
I don't think I wouldn't say pain.
No, it's pain, a hot discomfort, procedure. Okay.
But it's, I mean, when you have to always, I tell patients, when any treatment, you weigh the risk benefits. Mm-hmm. The benefit you see over time is so worth it. You know, it's like when you go for surgery. Is surgery pleasant? No, of course not. Is getting needles in your face pleasant? No, of course not. But it's, you look at what it's bringing for you, what right. it's doing for you. Mm-hmm. The what you feel during the procedure, mm-hmm. it's so minor when you think about it long term.
Yeah.
And the changes you see in yeah. your skin. That's why I'm telling you, patients that have done it, that come back to us about 3 months later and we take repeat 3D images and we look at the changes,
yeah.
immediately they're hooked and they say, I'm booking for next year.
Wow, that's
like,
crazy.
It's not something that you dwell on the discomfort. Mm-hmm. It's not a spa treatment, like mm-hmm. I said, but you will get through it. You will love it. It will do amazing things for your aesthetic and mm-hmm. for how you age.
Yeah.
And it's so worth it. So who do I think should do it? I think anybody can do it. For sure, if you're younger, you have better quality skin, better collagen, you're going to see a more impressive result. Mm-hmm. But I've done people in their 70s and their 80s where maybe surgery would have been a better option, but people don't necessarily want to go under the knife and have that amount of downtime and take that risk. So the beauty with Althera is it's safe. It's a single treatment. There's no downtime and you're going to get a good lift and a good result. Maybe not as drastic as a pullback in surgery, but that's what people love about it. It's so natural looking. It's nobody will know that you've done it. It's only your secret what you've done, and it'll keep you young as long as possible.
Now, you have an Althera event coming up on May 16th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So that's a week tomorrow. Limited seating, so you need to call to reserve. So again, 514-937-2757. What else can they expect from the event that's happening?
Yeah, so I'll be there. Mm-hmm. My team will be there. I'm going to be talking, giving a presentation about Althera and, you know, really discussing the details about it, how it works, and go through some of those details.
I guess you're showing before and after pictures right?
For sure. We'll be okay. showing before and after pictures. Hopefully we'll have a couple of people, our patients that have done the procedure, to also discuss their experiences.
Yeah.
So it'll just be kind of an informative evening where we're just going to answer questions and kind of show the benefits that Althera can have. So if you're somebody that you've thought about, you know, is it for me? Am I interested? Or even if you're just curious about what it is, I mean, we invite you to come. Like you said, spots are limited, but we do have a couple spots left, and we'd love to share with you why we're so passionate and excited about this amazing treatment.
514-937-2757 is Dr. Monk's office line, and monkmd.com is the website. I do want to mention as well, before we bounce off to talking about our next topic, that you have another promotion for Mother's Day that's going on, and you can treat yourself to one of Dr. Monk's laser treatments. You save 20%. You have to book by May 13th and use the MOM20 code. So again, 514-937-2757 and monkmd.com. So I know when you came into the studio tonight, we were like, oh yeah, we really got to talk about this. The fact that May is actually Skin Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
Which is very apropos, because like in the last couple of days, we've actually had some sun. So that's exciting.
Thank God.
It's weird how that just lifts your mood immediately.
Oh, I was just talking about this with my staff. I'm like, I just feel better. Sun is shining. Yeah. Everybody's happier.
1,000%. Nice. So now where do you want to start with that, Ronnie? Because, you know, it's funny. Like I was in Florida back in April. And I just was amazed at how many people I saw, and young people, because I always feel like younger generations should be smarter than the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And they were still, I could just see people out there baking, and you knew they didn't put anything on them.
Yeah.
To you know.
So you know I'm a gym nut, right?
Yes, I do know that.
So I go to the gym six mornings a week. Mm-hmm. And in my gym, there's a tanning booth.
Wow.
And it drives me bonkers when I see people coming out of that tanning booth, and they're dark. And I mean, we know so much today about the harmful effects of ultraviolet rays. They harm our DNA. They cause skin cancer. They age us. I mean, the rates of skin cancer, melanoma are on the rise, which is a super scary thing. And so it, as a dermatologist, I mean, I am constantly cutting cancers out of people. And so I mean, the harmful effects of UV, it's crazy that people know these things and still continue to expose their skin to UV. And the worst excuse I hear is, but I'm wearing sunscreen. I don't care if you're wearing sunscreen. If you get color, if you get tanned, yeah, it means the sun's getting through to mm-hmm. your skin. I don't care if you put a little bit of SPF on. I don't care if you sprayed sunscreen on. If you're dark, the sun got through. Mm-hmm. So the damage is done. So it's irrelevant if you're wearing sunscreen.
It's funny. I have a family member who makes fun of me all the time in the summer because I wear long sleeves all the time, especially when I'm out helping on the farm. And he thinks this is the most ridiculous thing. He's like, you should get some color in your arms. I'm like, that's not good. I'm like, call Dr. Monk. You'll see.
So look, these are general guidelines I tell people. Sun is hottest from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. So that's really when you shouldn't be in the sun. You be in the shade as much as possible. You wish to wear a good sunscreen. So by good, what I recommend is mineral protection with either zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. You should be reapplying it every 2 to 3 hours because it doesn't last longer than that. You should still be wearing a hat, sunglasses, and clothing. And then look, you got to live, okay? I have a pool in my backyard. I'm constantly in the sun. I'm swimming, but I never get color. Why? Because I'm so careful. I'm wearing my hat. I'm wearing my sunglasses. I'm reapplying my sunscreen. I just don't want the sun to affect my skin or penetrate. So I'm still outside. I'm still living. I'm still, you know, I'm in the pool all the time, mm-hmm. but I'm constantly conscious.
Cognizant.
Yes.
Or conscious too. Yes. Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Of sun exposure. And okay. I just try my best to stay in the shade when I can mm-hmm. and, you know, not expose myself to the harmful effects of it.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, Skin Cancer Awareness Month and also how we can protect our children. So that's coming up.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk until 8 o'clock here on CJAD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We'd love your first name in the text. Now, we are talking about Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know that we want to talk a little bit because, I think skin cancer, sometimes it's like, oh, it's skin cancer. There's different types, right, Ronnie? Mm-hmm. Like, there's different types of it. So
when you think about skin cancer, you break it down into two different groups. There's non-melanoma skin cancer, and then there's melanoma. So in the non-melanoma, thankfully, those are the more common skin cancers. You have your basal cell carcinoma.
That's like a nose one, maybe?
And your squamous cell carcinoma, okay. Yeah. And they'll often present on the nose. I mean, they often come in the most sun-exposed areas.
Okay.
So like if you're a bald man, I see a lot of it on the scalp. You could get it anywhere on the face. You get on your body too, depending on your sun exposure history. But thankfully, these are not kind of, for the most part, they're not deadly skin cancers. They just tend to grow until you remove them.
Okay.
And these are the most common things. So in my, you know, if I'm seeing a lot of medical patients in a day, I'll typically treat, I don't know, 5 to 7 of these a day. So they're very common. What I do in my office is I actually treat them with CO2 laser. So the healing is excellent, actually much better healing compared to just, you know, surgically removing it with a scalpel.
Yeah.
Oftentimes I'll do these and you don't even have a scar, but it obviously depends on the depth. If they're deeper, then maybe you'll have a little mark, but the best healing is with CO2 laser, which is why that's how I treat them. So that's a big part of my medical practice, is really removing skin cancers, doing skin checks and looking for that. The other side is melanoma. So melanoma is basically cancer of moles. So if you have a mole, a brown mole that's changing quite quickly, whether it's changing size or it's changing shape, color, and it happens, you know, over a few weeks or a few months, then it's possible it could be melanoma. And this is a deadly cancer. it really depends on when it's detected. If it's detected and it's superficial and it hasn't invaded into the skin yet, then it's a very good prognosis. But if you catch it later and it's already invaded in, then this is a skin cancer that can spread. It usually will spread to lymph nodes. It can spread to other organs. And it's like any other cancer. You might need chemotherapy, radiation. So this is scary because this cancer can kill, and this cancer is on the rise, and we see it more and more in younger and younger people. And this is why tanning beds have been prohibited in the province of Quebec for anybody over the age of 18, under the age of 18.
Okay.
Because people that were tanning in tanning beds, which are very highly favored for UVA, we're getting more and more melanomas.
Does it just shock you? Like, it shocks me that anybody goes to a tanning salon.
It's crazy.
Or a tanning bed, whatever. It shocks me in this
every
day and
age. Every time you're in that bed, you're doubling your risk of skin cancer.
It is, eh? That's
doubling.
The percentage. Okay.
Every sunburn you get, you double your risk of skin cancer.
Yeah.
And like I said, most of the time, these cancers are treatable and we cut them out. But, you know, you don't want to have your nose chopped off because you have a skin cancer there. Aesthetically, it's not going to look good. And if you take a lot of sun, what happens to these people that just take sun constantly is they continue to just pop them out one after the other after the other. I mean, I have people I see every 6 months and I'm constantly removing things off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to fall into that group. So the key is prevention. Mm-hmm. Start when you're young. Start caring about sun now, because you're not going to see the changes now. It takes 10, 15, 20 years to see changes. But if you're 30, by the time you're 50 and you've taken so much sun, you're really going to see changes in your skin. Not only will it look old and wrinkly and brown,
mm-hmm.
but you're also going to potentially get these cancerous growths on your skin that need to be removed. So be proactive. Wear your sunscreen. Protect from the sun. It's really not good. And if you're wearing sunscreen, it's not permission to go into the sun.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people have to understand. Is just because you're wearing protection doesn't mean go and bathe
okay.
in the sun. It means protect yourself and don't expose to the sun, but live.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the pool. Be whatever. I'm not saying be a hermit. Live, but be careful. Always be aware of how sunny it is, where the shade is. Stay in the shade if possible. Don't just lie there and bake in the sun. It's not good for you.
Here's a question which may or may not be stupid, but I'm going to ask it anyways. When you know, because when you see these, you know, 16, 17, 18 year olds or whatever, you know, their skin is so young still, right?
Yeah.
Like they haven't hit their 20s.
That's why they don't care.
And, well, possibly. My question is their skin, because it's so fresh and bubbly and however you want to describe it, is it more do they have more chance to get skin cancer because it's so like new?
Well, you know, with skin cancer, you think of this every time the UV penetrates the skin, it causes mutations in the DNA of the skin.
Okay.
And the more hits the DNA takes, the higher chance that you're going to tip
the scales yeah.
and get cancer.
Okay.
So every time you're taking sun, you get a hit. Eventually, all those hits are going to result in mutations of the DNA, and that results in cancer.
Okay.
So if you're young and you're taking all these hits when you're young, that's just going to be cumulative. And that's why you may not get cancer when you're young, although I do see skin cancer in people in their late teens or 20s. I do see it. But you're really increasing the likelihood of getting a cancer in your 40s, 50s, because those hits are just going to accumulate. So if you take them when you're young, they're going to continue throughout your life, and you're really asking for trouble in later years. But people don't register that because it's not trouble now.
Right,
it's trouble later.
Got it.
But you
got
to register it.
Now, we had a text come in. I just want to answer it before we have to end the show. And they want to know how to spell Ulthera.
I answered
that. Did you answer that
but
one?
Ulthera,
oh, look at you. You were fast.
U,
okay.
U-L-T-H-E-R-A.
Okay, perfect.
Ulthera. We have more info on my website.
Awesome, which is monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And don't forget that Dr. Monk, again, has two amazing promotions that are going on for the month of May, although you need to get on it. You can actually treat yourself to one of their laser treatments and save 20% with regards to their Mother's Day special. So you have to call and book by May 13th. And again, you need to use the code MOM20. And then the other event is the Ulthera event, which is happening next Thursday, May 16th from 6:30 to 8:30. Limited seating. Again, you need to call to reserve. So the number is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. 2757. Ronnie, always happy to see you. Thank you for this.
Thanks, Gail.
Say goodnight to the ladies.
I want to say goodnight to my three kids, Gabby, Jamie, Avery. Love them. My beautiful wife, Gail. And I want to wish my mother, who's the best mother in the world,
of course,
a very happy Mother's Day.
Fantastic. So Dr. Monk will be back with us next month. And again, the website, monkmd.com. My thanks to Brian Callisar for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side with John Pohl on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ 8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.